Randy Raines, and I'm here as a representative of the Foreign Mission Board, and glad to be with you tonight. I always learn something new every time I go to a new place, and tonight the way you did your greeting and the interpretation of that verse about how you give a holy kiss was quite unique. I could tell many of the guys were disappointed that they did it that way and not the real way. But it was almost 20 years ago that I sat where many of you sat tonight, not here at Oklahoma University, but at a university in Tennessee as a part of a BSU. And being a part of a BSU can be a dangerous thing because you're at a very volatile time in your life. You're making a lot of decisions. You're thinking about the future. What am I going to do? What am I going to be? And it's at a time in your life when God is helping you and leading you and guiding you to make many decisions. And it was while I was a BSU student that my life was literally turned around by the providence of God. I was attending a BSU one night, a Vespers service, and I heard about summer mission program. I'd never heard about it before, and the thing that interested me, not was the mission work, but it seemed that they need somebody to go to Alaska. I'd always wanted to go to Alaska, and it sure beat going back and getting a summer job and working all summer. So right before the deadline at Christmas, I filled out one of the applications for summer missions and put in big, bold, black letters at the bottom that I wanted to go to Alaska. Sent in the application, came back for the spring semester, got invited to be interviewed by the committee. About 2 weeks later, I got a letter from the committee in my post box, and I opened it up, and it said, "Dear Randy, congratulations." I thought I made it. The next line said, "You've been selected by the committee to serve as a summer missionary to Bangladesh." I looked at the letter again to make sure that it had my address and my name on it. Sure enough, it did. At that time, back in 1974, Bangladesh had only been in existence about 2 or 3 years. The only thing I can remember about Bangladesh at that time was that the Beatles had done a concert to raise money for a bunch of poor people. I didn't even know how to spell the name of the country or anything else. So I went to the library, checked out the B Encyclopedia, looked up Bangladesh, found out Bangladesh was everything Alaska wasn't. It was the poorest country on the face of the earth. It was halfway around the world. It was just everything that I never wanted to go be a part of. But I looked at the letter and I thought a moment and I thought, why not? Here God's giving you an opportunity. You're not going to have to pay for your trip. You're not going to make any money, but at least it'll be a good experience. At least that's what I thought. So as a 20-year-old college student, after I finished my sophomore year, I boarded a plane in West Kentucky and flew halfway around the world from middle-class Western Christianity and landed in the poorest country on the face of the earth. And the experiences that I had during that 3 months literally turned my life around and helped me see the kind of world in which we live. Today we live in a world that's approaching almost 5 billion people in population. 1.2 billion of those people have never for the first time heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's not a matter that they've heard it and rejected it. They've never had the opportunity, as you and I have had. And if some of us do not accept the challenge that you've heard tonight, if some of us do not accept the call that God is giving to us to go, these people will die and spend an eternity without Christ. That's a real challenge for you and I to think about. And you're at a time in your life when you're making important decisions. And I really believe, as Brother Tope spoke tonight, that God is speaking to many of you. And tonight, as I had dinner with much of the staff here, somebody asked the question, is it too early during your college days to contact the Foreign Mission Board and to begin to seek information and find out what it's all about to be a part of foreign missions? And I immediately responded and said, no, it's never too early. We're always happy to hear from you and to establish a relationship with you and to talk with you and give you information so that you can make the best decision possible as God leads you through your college days. Because it's during these days that you can best begin to prepare yourself educationally, experientially, emotionally, and spiritually for the task that God will lead you to later on down the road. So tonight, I just want to give you the invitation following the Vespers service tonight. If you'd like to hang around and talk a little bit about missions, I'd be glad to speak with you personally. If we have enough, we could sort of form a small group over here to the side. And I'll be glad to spend as much time as you have just to talk about opportunities in missions. We basically have two opportunities that I want to highlight. One is what we call the International Service Corps Department, which deals with two-year assignments for people who are college graduates. We have the journeyman program that some of you have heard about, and then we have just what we call the normal International Service Corps workers who go overseas and spend 2 years serving alongside other missionaries doing all sorts of things, from nursing to teaching to leading youth groups to doing student work. That is one avenue that you could possibly begin to think about. I think most of you are probably aware that Denise is thinking about going as an ISC worker to Uzbekistan. The other track that we deal with is career missionary service. And that may be down the road for some of you, but yet it's not too early to begin to find out what are the qualifications, what are the requirements for someone who wants to give their life full-time to serving in foreign missions.